Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb, and this is VPR News. A couple of winters ago, a series of intense storms put a squeeze on the country's supply of propane fuel, so gas companies have been looking for solutions. And storing liquefied propane in rail cars is one way to make sure that dealers get the fuel they need when the temperature plummets. But communities around the country are questioning whether the practice is safe, especially when the rail lines run near neighborhoods or commercial areas. That debate is now playing out in Bennington, as VPR's Howard Wise-Tisman reports.
When the railroad company parks thousands of gallons of explosive gas in your neighborhood, you tend to notice.
It's close. Yep, my neighbor across the street, Dale, there, was telling me all about it.
That's Barry Linnendale. He lives in Bennington, and a Vermont railway system track runs right across his property line. About a month and a half ago, the train company parked dozens of rail cars filled with highly combustible propane fuel right in front of his house. He can see the long line of black tanker cars from his back lawn. Linnendale says when the sun comes up after a cold night, he can hear the cars ping and pop. He understands that's probably part of some venting system, but it kind of freaks him out.
Except one of those ignite, I think North Bennington's going to be gone. I mean, I'd never feel it, but it would be bad.
Linnendale lives in a pretty typical rural Vermont neighborhood. Modest homes and trailers are strung out along the railroad tracks, and if a gas company wanted to build a storage facility here, they couldn't, because it's zoned for housing. America's rail system is regulated by federal rules, so the train company doesn't have to follow local or state zoning or health and safety codes. So Vermont Rail System Vice President Selden Houghton says the people in Linnendale's neighborhood will just have to live with it for now.
Obviously, the railroad tracks are where they are. I mean, we use all the available track space we have. Obviously, some, are more preferential than others, but you get to a point where there's only so many tracks, and then you have to use them.
Houghton says the liquid gas storage in Bennington meets and exceeds all federal safety standards. Houghton says he can't reveal who owns the fuel.
Federal, regulations prohibit us from discussing specifically commodities and everything.
He says the customer bought the fuel in anticipation of the upcoming winter, and the backed-up propane will be transported out as the market demands.
We get into terms in the rail industry, but you have the cars that are, constructively placed. They're waiting to be unloaded at the final destination.
Brian Campion is a Democratic senator from Bennington County.
They're getting away from having to construct something that might cost perhaps, millions of dollars, go through all sorts of permitting, go through all sorts of environmental regulations. Instead of doing that, all they're doing is they're just driving the fuel here and parking it.
The state of Vermont requires the rail company to file its information with the Department of Public Safety, but there are no requirements to contact local officials. The Bennington town manager and select board only found out about the tankers after local residents raised their concern. Campion says he wants to introduce legislation that will require the train company to provide more information when hazardous materials are being stored for a period of time.
If some notification is happening, a step is missing letting other people who, again, might need to be involved if there were an accident or just be notified that it's there.
Oh, you see how long that is? It was on the other side. I would imagine it was as long.
Do you know how much gallons are in all these?
Al Beshefkin lives in this neighborhood, and he's been one of the more outspoken critics of the gas storage. This is the same part of town where about 270 private wells are contaminated with PFOA, an industrial chemical that was released from a nearby factory. Beshefkin says when the ChemFab plant used PFOA and released it into the environment, the people of Bennington counted on the federal government to protect them. That didn't happen. And so when the train company says it's safe to store thousands of gallons of propane in unprotected rail cars near homes, the folks around here get a little edgy.
We understand industry and what can happen when industry doesn't get watched by government. So I'm sure the people that were affected by PFOA wish, 20, 30 years ago that they had the capacity to address what was going on there.
The train company says the tankers are starting to move, and as the weather gets colder, more of the propane will be sold into the market. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Bennington.